Boogie check.
And a fine can it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Can you communicate telephonically? Are you a functional unit? Well, then, if so, drop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200 to go on the Boogie Check of Life. Now, remember, what's the title? Boogie Check of Life. So, therefore, anything that can happen in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's your job. 312-981-7200. Now, regular listeners know what I'm about to do. But if you're irregular, maybe there's something you can do about that. At any rate, every morning between 5 and 5.30, Bob Surratt gives away a prize to the first caller. And I decided I'm just going to rip that off. I'm going to steal that bit. I'm going to do it on my show. Okay. So the first call at 312-981-7200 wins a prize. And I believe we have set almost a record here on a rapid response. John?
Yes.
How are you?
John, I am good. My son, Fred, is in the car. He said he's not going to say anything because he's embarrassed. What? He's a sophomore at Hinsdale Central. He plays football. I love you. I've talked to you forever. He also said to me, Dad, I'm not saying a word if we get on the air.
You know, one of the great joys of being a parent, I certainly feel, is embarrassing our children. And
here's the deal, John. I have six children. I've embarrassed them all. And my wife is embarrassed of me.
Oh,
so
no.
It's a full circle, my man. Fred, say hi. Let him know you're here. Oh, my God.
He's not going to do it.
Oh, my God, John.
He's not going to do it.
Say it. I swear to God, I'll take your phone.
No pressure. No pressure.
Oh, brother. I apologize. I am a huge fan. I love you. I listen to you guys every night.
Thank you.
You're awesome. And I can't believe this SOB isn't saying a word.
Oh, jeez. Come on now. This could lead to therapy sessions in 15 years. Don't make a big deal out of it, Dad. Listen.
15 years, I may not be here to call you, John.
You have won, though. Does your son
really?
Yes, you're won. You've won something.
Say hello so they know you're real. Say something.
He won't do it. He just won't do it.
I swear to God. I swear to God, John. I will punch him in the leg.
No. No.
Then that leads to other problems.
No. Please. No.
I won't. I'm not.
Okay. That would be, I can't let the Boogie Check be the cause of a family friction. I will.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
But thank you. You're the best. Your team is the best. Listen to you guys all the time. Keep it up.
Thanks. Now listen, you've won something. You've got yourself a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line so that good old what's-his-face Tom can get the info from you to get that prize to you. I got a text from 219. I believe that I am irregular in more ways than one. Right. Michelle?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Great.
Good. What's going on?
I'm just preparing a dinner for tomorrow night, and I turned on the radio because I love your show.
Thank you.
And I dialed in and I got on. I can't believe it.
Now, wait a minute. You're making dinner for tomorrow night?
Yes.
Oh, now wait. Has this got to do with a religious observance?
No.
Just
having friends over for dinner.
I was going to say, what are you having tomorrow night?
Lemon chicken.
Whoa, I'll be right over. Remember that commercial?
Okay, sounds good.
Remember that commercial?
We always have plenty for one more.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate it. And thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Hello there, Big Al.
Hi, how are you, John?
Good, how you doing?
I got a question about your daughter and her husband. Have they ever won any awards for their movies?
Oh, Reset the stage. My daughter Amy is an actress, and she is married to Bradley Whitford, who is also an actor. I don't believe you wanted to know if they've won any awards for their movies.
No, whatever they've done.
They've won plenty of awards for. Bradley won I think he's won 3 Emmys so far. One for West Wing. Then 2 for Transparent. And he's up for another Emmy this year for Handmaid's Tale. And Amy also won with Transparent. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a few then.
Yes. Yes. Anything else I can help with?
No, that was my only question there, John.
Well, you know,
I like listening to your show all the time.
Oh, thank you, Big L. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Beth?
Are you there?
Yes. Is this Beth?
It is. And this is John Reckers Landecker.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now.
You know how many times I've heard that sung to me?
Probably too many.
Yeah, way too many. Hey, listen, when I was a kid in Berwyn, in my late teens, I was listening to the radio, and there was an Eddie and Joe Bohannon. Now,
I don't know if it was Joe Bohannon. I think he called himself
Eddie.
No, there was Eddie. Oh God, I should know this.
Eddie and Joe Bo.
Yeah, but I don't think it was Bohannon. He just called.
I bet it was.
Was it? Well, we'll find out. I don't know.
And I was going to ask if Joe Bohannon is related to Jim Bohannon.
I doubt that very seriously. I don't know.
Okay.
In fact, I don't even know if that's his real name. You know, these radio people.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I love your show.
Hey, Beth, thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling. Drive carefully.
Have a good night.
You too. Hey, Earl, thanks for staying on the line there. What's going on?
Sure, no problem, John.
Yeah.
Good to hear you as always.
Thank you, Earl.
I was dialing around like I always do on the radio frequencies, and I ran across a show called Haley's Classic Rock Blog.
Yes. That's our former intern and / producer over at what university?
Lewis,
yes. So how was Haley's Rock Block?
I will give her an A.
Good.
And, an A plus.
Great.
For her sign out. It was beautiful. And she just seems like a really lovely person, and she played some really great songs. You know how you listen to some of these oldie stations and it's the same 10 songs until you want to tear your hair out.
No kidding.
You already did that
20
years ago. She had a real nice selection. I don't know if she had much say in the selection or not.
She's program director, too, so I bet she's got total...
Total control.
Total power, which is...
Oh, well, I think that should be that way. That works out really nice. I just wanted to let you know that
Earl.
Sounded great.
Thanks, Earl. That's always good to know that our young people are making progress. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, listen, I've been listening to your Boogie Check, and I didn't know it was this easy to get on the radio.
Sure you get on the radio. That's what the whole thing's all about.
Well, let me tell you, John.
Yeah?
I went without rest perfecting my stocks poem, and I finally got it, I think. It's less than a minute.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
From the ticket... Okay, I'll start over.
Okay.
From the ticket box to the batter's box, I want to see my socks. They look so good with a hat and a bat and a baseball glove. It's the socks I love. It's true. We're Sox fans. We're in the stands. We're living this dream with the players on the team, with the pitcher on the mound, with the strike zone found. The ball can't be hit. It's in the catcher's mitt. That's right. Read all about it. Here are the cheers. White Sox win. It's Bowman Beers. Go Sox.
Matt, that was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Great, thanks.
No, man. I thought that was awesome.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to save that and play it some other time.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can get some rest?
Can what?
Now I can get some rest? I've been working on this for days and nights.
Go to sleep now. Take a rest now, Matt. You've done your job. You've completed your Sox song, and it's really good. Take it from me.
Thank you.
It's really good. It's worth the effort.
Oh, my God. Well, you're good, too. That's great. I really like your show, and I thought I'd have to call in, and they would screen me for something like that, you know?
Well, we don't screen on the Boogie Check.
He told me not to cuss.
Well, yeah, of course not. We can't do that.
Well, you only heard half the poem. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for calling, Matt. I appreciate it. There. That was quite effective.
Oh, yeah.
He had it moving, too.
I mean, I'm a Cubs fan, so.
Well, I know, but still,
I can appreciate artistry when I hear
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I would like to be able to lift that ditty from the recording of the Boogie Check and have it on hand for since the who knows how long the White Sox will be playing.
We'll see.
So to speak.
We'll see.
We'll see.
You know, I gotta submit some forms.
We
you know,
will see.
You know,
we'll see.
I gotta check with the union.
Uh-huh. 312-981-7200. If you want to get on Boogie Check, we have a few minutes left. Donna, what's going on, Donna?
Well, hello, John. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
So my husband and I are driving from Michigan home to Chicago, and we're listening to your station, and we're just so thankful because you're keeping us awake.
Oh,
very good entertainment.
I'm so glad to hear that. Where in Michigan are you?
We're in South Haven.
So you've got a ways to go.
No. We're actually just crossed the border now, so we are in Chicago. We're at 87th Street.
All right, then. All right.
Welcome back, Donna.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the city. All you got to do is All you got to do is quarantine for 5 months.
Yeah, you know, we did. I know exactly, right? So we stopped in Indiana to eat some dinner, and I kind of feel like we do have to quarantine.
No.
Because I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know.
I'm
certainly not going to say anything. Did I hear correctly that Vermont is the only state in the union that's not on our back?
That's true.
Vermont.
Yes.
You know,
only Vermont.
You know what?
Bernie Sanders territory.
I know why. Because maple syrup can cure COVID. I don't know if anybody's aware of that, but
you know, maple syrup is high in probiotics, actually.
There you
and that's
go.
Good for your gut health. And so, in fact, there might be some correlation there. I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks for calling, Donna, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Ari, thanks for keeping us awake here.
You betcha. I'm just look upon me as a cup of caffeine. There's nothing else in it. All right. No coffee, no liquid, just caffeine.